We're beginning Masechet Makot, and so we will introduce our learning firstly in general. Masechet Makot is a valuable Masechet. It's a Masechet that encompasses certain topics that play themselves out throughout the Shas. You have the concept of witnesses, how witnesses become a pair. You have the concept of hasra, the idea that you have to warn a person in order for him to be susceptible to punishment in the courts below. You have the laws of ir miklat, when a person goes into exile. You have the concept of edim zomimim that's developed. You have all the laws of makos, more or less. So you have quite a few topics which are covered in this short masechta, and you have many concepts that show up throughout Shas in this masechta. They're covered in short. Now, whenever we approach a short masechta, there are certain challenges which a person should try to conquer. Number one is to memorize the masechta. When I was in 8th grade, so our Rebbe would offer us $5 for every daf we'd memorize. And the advantage of a short masechta, you look at it and you see, hey, there are all of 23 pages here. I could memorize that. And it's easier than you think, because after you learn a page, so it's pretty easy to review it. So you review it once, you review it twice, and then next time you review this page and the next page. And not that, you start getting at least the Shakta Vitari, at least the to and fro of the Gemara. I still remember my 8th grade Rebbe, Rabbi Milstein, used to tell us how his father would tell him, memorize Gemaros. Because this way, when you're walking in the street, when you're stuck waiting at a bus stop, there are situations in life when you have nothing, no safer with you, and the stuff you remember by heart, you can review. Otherwise, you walk down the street, and you're stuck. What do you have to think about? If you don't have a safer, if you don't have an MP3 player, you could be on Shabbos waiting for a minion. I remember numerous times when they asked me to stand guard. Someone had passed away on Shabbos, so we don't leave the body alone. So suddenly you get called out of a Shabbos meal, and they tell you, we need you here. So you don't have time, and you're standing there. What are you going to do? Or there are many other situations where you have 3 minutes that could burn away, and if you know Gemaras by heart, so you can review them by heart. So this is a masechta, you could get the whole masechta by heart. At least you should get the whole masechta down pat, so you could review the whole masechta in an hour and a half. There are masechtas like that. Rosh Hashanah is a masechta like that. Beitza is a masechta like that. Megillah, Tanis, Chagiga. Yeah, these are masechtas where it's much easier to do it. Big people do it on masechtas like Shabbos. There are a lot of big Talmidei Chacham who review masecht Shabbos every week. The whole masechta. It's a very big masechet. Okay, but start small. Start with makos. It's doable. You buy a masechas makos like Yehuda did. It's this little volume. You can get one without all the commentaries in the back. It's something you can conquer. It's a small masechet, which you can have in your back pocket. And it's a very worthwhile masechet. So the subject matters are not orachaim. They're not from your daily life, but they are relevant in all of Shas. So we will do as we've done in the past, to summarize Rashi without reading Rashi too much inside. Depending on how focused you guys are, we'll decide how in depth we go.
So would you say it's like in general, it's like get like practice Gemara even, like just like to learn like words, concepts? Like...
That too. You'll learn a lot of important concepts here, yes. Okay.
Did you memorize Rashi also?
I don't remember anymore. Okay, so whenever you're going to learn a masechet, it's always good as an introduction to run through the Mishnayot and get a handle on the Mishnayot. We don't have time to do that together, so that's up to you for homework. You could do it over the week, and you know, over the next week or two, or over the Bein HaZmanim, and that'll give you a very good handle on what's going on. Our first Mishnah is really... it's something which cannot be understood as a standalone. The Gemara is going to rearrange what the Mishnah is saying. But we'll just give an introduction to the Mishnah. We have a concept of Edim Zomimim. The Torah says that if witnesses come and testify falsely, and then they are caught, so then we punish the witnesses with what they plotted to do to the person they were testifying about. And that is going to be much of the subject for the first chapter of the Masechet. Now, we have a tradition, which the Gemara will derive, that there are specific types of false witnesses, meaning there are edima makhishim. You have situations where witnesses contradict one another. One pair of witnesses says he murdered on Sunday morning, and another pair of witnesses say, no, he didn't. He was with us on Sunday morning, or Sunday morning, the guy you're saying was murdered was walking around alive and well, or all kinds of other claims. So that's not Edom Zomimim. Edom Zomimim is a specific case where after the Beis Din has come to a conclusion, before they execute the conclusion, another pair of witnesses walk into court and say, you, the first pair of witnesses, how can you testify, Imanue Yisem? You were with us at that time. So it's after the conclusion, before the execution, and they have to make a specific claim. The time that you claim you witnessed it, you were not there. You couldn't have seen it.
Who is the Edom Zomim? The ones who are saying, you guys were with us?
They are the Mizimim. They are the ones that are causing the other ones, the first pair, to be Zomimim. Zomimim means the plotters. So the first pair, we don't believe them. We believe the second pair. Now that's Xeras HaKosuv. That's really a decree of the verse, because technically 2 versus 2, they should cancel one another out. If they disagreed on any other point, we'd say they cancel one another out. Here the Torah said, believe the second pair, punish the first pair. So that's Xeras HaKosuv, that's a knas that the Torah inflicted, as we will see as we learn.
So the second pair, Zomimim.
The second pair are the Mizimim. The first pair are the Zomimim. Okay. They're the ones that plotted.
There's a lot of depth that you said.
Yes.
You should go into that sometime.
Yes. Wait, the Gemara will. Yeah. Okay. To be continued, Bezachim, tomorrow night.